Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Contagious Smile, where every smile tells a story. We are so lucky we have Debbie Gale Zane back with us today. She has been with us before. She's written one of the most amazing books, and she has a TV show now, which, if y'all have not started watching this, not only do you need to start, you need to go back and watch the first few episodes. And I'm going to have her to give you an overview of what it's about because it really is so informative. Debbie, thank you so much for finding time in your incredibly busy schedule to be here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me as a guest. I love your show and I'm so happy to be here.
Aw, thank you. So since we've had you on last, you now have your own television show. Can you tell us about it?
I do, yeah. So I'm so excited about it. I started it to help parents who have a teen or adult child with mental illness or addiction, or parents who have lost a child. And the episodes are going to vary. Some are going to have experts on there. For example, show number two, we had a psychiatrist on who has experience working in a psychiatric unit, inpatient unit with adolescents and young adults. And we talked about everything to navigate your child's hospitalization. I had another expert who was a substance abuse counselor at a well-known inpatient facility in Texas. And I've also had parents on there that have lost a child to share their story and talk about grief. I have upcoming, I'm going to have a parent who is dealing with a child with multiple mental illnesses, and she's going to share about how she's been able to navigate that and find some peace for herself and the challenges she's been through. And so I have just many different variety of guests. So some are going to be parents sharing their stories. Some are going to be experts offering tips, tools, advice that hopefully will resonate with somebody.
Tell everybody the name of your show.
Finding Peace Beyond the Pain.
It is an amazing show. I tune in and I try to watch it. It's live and I try to watch it every week. But if I miss it, I go back and watch it because it's so informative and it's got so many amazing things. And the fact that for those who don't know, Debbie lost her son, Alex, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Debbie and being able to call her one of my dearest friends for years now. And she has literally taken all of the pain that she endured, and now her purpose is to help others, and she's doing that. And her book, which I'm going to ask her to talk about, which I'm sure she's thinking that I'm a broken record because this book is amazing. I read it over and over again because it literally feels as if you are right there with you during the entire situation with Alex, and you can feel the unconditional love that you have for him and he has for you throughout the whole story. And I still feel wholeheartedly that he is with you every single day. You can tell that in the book. You can tell that you were one of these moms that wasn't overbearing, but you were front and center to help in every way possible. Tell us a little bit about the book and the name of the book.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction to my book. And you are such a dear friend to me. The name of my book is Finding Peace and Purpose Amidst the Tears: My Journey of the Love and Loss of My Son Through His Mental Illness and Addiction. And it's basically a memoir where I share many of the challenging experiences that I went through during my son's 9-year battle with mental illness and addiction. And it talks about how before I even knew that there was anything going on or anything wrong, he came to me and told me that he was suicidal, and he shared how he wanted to kill himself, and even admitted that he had tried. And that kind of began our journey of, hospitalizations and him starting to use drugs and alcohol and in and out of rehabs and almost losing him several times to drug overdoses, which was really a difficult, challenging time for me. And which is one of the reasons that I wanted to write my story in the book and share my experiences, is to help parents to not feel alone and give them hope for peace and healing. And I also, besides sharing my experiences and what I went through, I share how I was able to ultimately find peace for myself and have a loving relationship with him, despite all the difficulties, despite that, life for him was a roller coaster, but I learned how to have more stability for myself.
How could you even? I can't imagine. And as you know, and I know so many of our listeners know, we almost lost faith a dozen times since right before Christmas. And I couldn't imagine getting up the next day had that happened. I just feel like my purpose wouldn't be here. And I even had a chaplain say, maybe she's waiting on you to okay her to go, that she needs you to okay it. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't offer that. So how do you, I'm so in awe of how you get up and function every day and you go out and help everybody else and you're selfless and you are just a beautiful person inside and out. How do you do that after going through something like this? I just can't put my head around how that's possible.
Well, when I first got the call that he had passed away, I was in shock, and I think that I was just completely not even in a space to really do much thinking or anything. And I know those first few weeks were just kind of a blur with the funeral and the viewing and everything. And it wasn't too long, though, that I was guided to really do a lot of soul searching and really go deep as to what my purpose is, and also be guided to write this book that I wrote, which is part of my purpose being to help other parents on a similar journey who either have a child with mental illness and addiction or who have lost a child. And so being able to get up every day and make a difference to others who are going through a similar challenging experience helps me so much. And it also connects me with my son. My son was really with me in writing my book. All the details for all the experiences that I share in the book, it all flowed to me on all the sleepless nights. And I know that the details came from him, and he was with me every step of the way writing the book. He's with me whenever I go to do book signings. He's with me bringing people who need to read my book to the book signing. He's with me with this show that I'm doing, and finding the guests and finding the right people who are going to help others. And so my purpose of helping others is kind of what keeps me going. It's and also my connection with my son right now also keeps me going. And so it's not to say that there aren't really difficult days. There are definitely difficult days where I just really miss him being here physically. And even though I have a close relationship with him spiritually, and I know he's always with me, it's not the same. And there are more difficult days, but it helps me so much to be able to turn it around and help other people who are going through something similar.
Well, now you've even felt him almost like hugging you at certain points, right? Because I was asked to contribute a chapter in an international book about the forgotten children. And I asked you prior to writing it if I could do it and dedicate it to Alex. And I wrote it about a beautiful little boy who was going through things. I don't want to give the chapter away. And the little boy is named Alex in it. And, I did sit down and I kind of was like, all right, Alex, I'm asking if it's okay if I do this for you and your mom. And I have to tell you, after putting out a dozen books, it was probably the easiest writing I've ever done. It was just simple and it just flowed and it was a beautiful chapter. And I just felt like like a warm presence was with me when I was writing it, and it was a happy, happy presence because it was about a boy who saw things differently. And it's not because he was different, it's because everybody else is judgmental. And now he brought happiness to others who really needed it, because that was who he was. And it was just literally how the way the book was written just went on its own. Like, it just flowed. It wasn't something I had to sit and think about. It literally just came out. And so that's why I was so honored to dedicate that for Alex, because I really felt like he not only okayed it, but he embraced it to help me with the idea of what to do with it, in regards to the subject matter. And so I can understand how you feel. Like, I know the presence that I felt when I asked permission was nothing in comparison to what you feel. But he's just an amazing, amazing man.
Yeah, I loved the story that you did. That was and that was just so sweet, and I think Alex felt honored that you made that story about him, and that's how it feels. It feels like easy. That's how a lot of my book felt writing it, and that's definitely how the outline felt. Like, it just flowed and everything felt easy and flowed, and yeah, that's that help, that's that presence from the other side guiding us, and that's why it feels so easy, because I think that's what they do, is that it, you know, because they're not speaking out loud to us as if they were physically sitting with us, but it comes into our thoughts, and
Yes.
so that's how it comes to us, and yeah, something like that is it's so nice when it just flows like that, and it's just nice to feel that presence for me on a regular basis.
Right. I was so honored, and I've never told you this before, so I'm going to share it now. I was so honored when you asked me to write a portion of your back cover for your book. And it took me forever, as you know, because I was sitting there trying and I would read it, and everything I wrote just didn't justify the feeling I got when I read that book. And it was like, I have to do this justice. I have to write this with everything I have because it's that important. And I can't tell you how many times I went through and wrote and threw it away. It was like, this isn't good enough. This isn't enough. This is not doing it justice. I've got to try again. And I just was like, okay. And then one day you and I had a lengthy call. We were talking about just things about you and Alex and how he helped you through a situation, which we talked about off air, and he was so supportive and understanding. And then when we got off our call, I was like, all right, I need to borrow you for a moment, Alex. I need you to come help me flow this to show just the strength of your mom. And it was after I did that, it was that next excerpt that I wrote that when I sent it to you, you called me in tears and said, I can't believe that you wrote this for me for the back of my book. And I was just like, you know, that was probably my 10th or whatever attempt at my description for you. And it was then that it just flowed out like it was nothing. It just kind of just came out just like that chapter I did for him. And that's where my description came from for your book.
Oh, I'm so glad that it worked out like that. I know that he and I are both honored that you wrote that for the book as well. And because I always think of that book as, it's not just my book, it's Alex's and my book together. So we're both honored that you wrote that.
I was honored you asked me. I was just floored, and I kept thinking, "Oh my goodness, I've got to do this justice." And I would go back and read, and I would take like little notes, and I don't want to give any of it away, but it was like the unconditional love, even in the most traumatic of times. That, and you know, when you're reading it, and you go back and you look as a mom, as a parent, as a friend, just in general, and you read what Alex went through, and yet his strength was so strong, and yours was even stronger. And your will to carry on during this traumatic time, which you could see you were on the forefront, you were fighting for him, but I could tell internally you were just breaking down. Like, you were hurting so bad because that was your son and you couldn't take this pain away and you wanted to make it better for him. But you stood fast and you stood strong, and I wanted to convey that. And I kept like writing little keywords down. Then I was like, it's just not strong enough. It's not showing the unconditional love that in today's time, it's not something you see very much anymore. It's just not. And it needed to be shown because your purpose is carrying on what I really believe if he was physically still here, he would be doing as well.
Yeah, I mean, he like me, he wanted to help others, and he kind of did that in his own way. And I know that now from the other side, he's really fulfilling his purpose with me by us being able to help others, because it's really important to me that other people who are going through something similar are able to kind of navigate this with more self-love and more compassion and more peace for themselves, because it ultimately doing that will help them in their relationship with their child. And what I want is for them to have that close, loving relationship with them, just like I had with Alex. And I'm so blessed that I did. And you know, after, because we never know, you know, we never know how long any of us have. And I, you know, after losing him, I was able to, you know, sit with my other two children, and we were able to, you know, rehash all these beautiful memories that we spent with Alex, and kind of just cherish these beautiful memories. And I, you know, I want other parents to have these beautiful times with their child. It's really important to me.
Every moment counts, and the little things you shouldn't just let them roll off your back. You know, life is too short not to be happy, not to live life to the fullest. And you know, I remember coming to you before I say this, you're a coach, and I don't think that you put that out there enough because you help so many people, including me, whether you realize it or not. And anyone who's going through anything, not just necessarily someone who lost a child, but someone who lost someone, could totally benefit from your knowledge and your expertise and should really reach out to you because, you know, I had a friend that I had been friends with for like 28, 30 years, 28 to 30 years. And I remember telling you that he was like a brother to me, and he committed suicide, and it was a drug overdose. And I was dumbfounded. Like, I was absolutely dumbfounded. The girlfriend gave him the drugs, and this was a guy who you would have never imagined this happening to. And you helped me, like, just come to realize it. And you were trying to be there like a sister to me, but you were really just being there and understanding and listening and helping me. And you weren't even realizing it, but I was like taking in everything you were saying, and it was coaching me in its own way and helping me so much with the understanding, because I couldn't understand why. Like, why didn't he like come and talk to me? Why didn't he come and, you know, and do something other than, you know, this? I knew he was miserable with her, but he was a very helpful, caring person, and he was trying to help her. And his helping her ended up costing his life. And you know, you don't just help someone who's lost a parent or a child or a sibling. You help people who lose someone that they care about. And there's a lot to be said for that. And I think more people could really benefit from reaching out to you and learning. What do you think is like the first step to doing something like that after the loss of someone you care for?
After losing somebody that you care for early on, you really are going to be in shock. And so really just the first step is just allowing your feelings and not trying to deny them, not trying to minimize them, not trying to you know, tone down what happened. If you're trying to do this for somebody else, you know, if you have other people around you that maybe are not understanding, depending upon the loss, what the loss is, you know, who you've lost, but just really kind of being able to take care of yourself, even if that's having, you know, having some of your own time and just allowing your feelings, because ultimately, to be able to move through some of these really difficult feelings, the only way through them is to feel them.
But how do you keep yourself from just losing it and just giving up and wanting to throw in the towel? How do you prevent that from happening?
Well, it can also be a good idea to have the right support around you. And I say the right support because sometimes other people who haven't gone through a loss like that don't fully understand and think, okay, you know, you're going to be feeling this way in the beginning, but after some time, perhaps they're thinking you should have moved on. You should have put this behind you. And so that's not the type of person that you need for this type of support. They can be maybe the type of person who, when you want to get out and do something and kind of, have temporarily get away from, what you've been dealing with and do something fun, that can be somebody who's there for you for that, but they might not be the right person to be there for you to give you the support you need. So sometimes you might, find a support group. I know early on, I tried a virtual support group. It was during the pandemic, so things were virtual. That was actually, I was not ready for that early on. But some people that can really be very helpful. I did later join a support group once I was ready. Something that was really helpful for me actually was reading memoirs of other people who had lost a child. And eventually I just started reading if they lost a loved one. And I felt connected to those people because they were somebody who had a shared experience with me, whereas there was nobody in my real life who had lost a child who I knew. So there wasn't, except for my other children, which that helped me too, to spend time with them. So having that connection with somebody who's gone through something similar, and that's where it can be helpful to have like a coach or a grief counselor or somebody that can help you guide you through these different challenges that you go through in grief, because you are going to be grieving because grieving is specifically related to the love you had. So if you loved, then you're going to grieve, and that's normal. But we don't have to always have so much pain around this. So the goal would be to try to get to where we can remember our loved ones with more love than pain. And that's where having somebody to kind of support us and guide us through, somebody who understands the loss that you've gone through, can be really helpful as well.
So you offer, what all services do you offer and what avenues do you offer them in?
So I do one-on-one coaching. I have occasionally done some group programs, but I have found that the one-on-ones have been more helpful. That way, I can work with the person and meet them exactly where they are in their specific situation, because there isn't really like a one kind of one answer of what's going to help everybody. Everybody's situation is unique and everybody is unique. So I offer one-on-one coaching for parents who are dealing with challenges with their teen or adult child who has a mental illness or addiction. I work with parents and families in those situations. And then I also work with parents who have lost a child. And I've also worked with, as you said, people who have lost other loved ones as well.
Now, do you offer a group like on Facebook or, and what is the name of that?
I do. I currently have a Facebook group for parents with children with mental illness and addiction, and it's called I think it's called Loving Parents of Children with Mental Illness and Addiction. It's something like that. It's if you go to my website, which is debbiegalecoaching.com, my website has the link to take you right to my Facebook group. And I don't currently have a Facebook group for parents who have lost a child, but I am thinking about the best avenue to start a group for that. And I don't know if it's going to be over Facebook or if it's going to be something that is over Zoom, either once or twice a month. So I haven't figured out what I'm going to do for the grief yet.
And where can everybody see your show?
My show is so it's over the Bold Brave TV network. So the best way to find the replays is if you go to my website, debbiegalecoaching.com, and you click on the page for my show, Finding Peace Beyond the Pain. It will take you to all the links for the replays. The replays are on YouTube, the replays are on a whole bunch of different podcast channels. It will also have a link to take you to how to watch it. You can, if you don't have internet TV, you can watch live on YouTube, and there's a link there that on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can click that link and watch me live.
And where can we find your book?
My book. You can also go to my same website and click on the link for my book, Finding Peace and Purpose Amidst the Tears, and it will take you to a website that's tells all the information about my book. You could go there directly by debbiegailzane.com, and it has some excerpts from my book that you can download. It has lots of information about the book and where to purchase it.
This is not only a must read, but it's a heartfelt love. And it's so amazing because the story is so inspiring because so many people in today's generation don't have the kind of relationship that you and Alex have, and that unconditional respect for one another. You can see it throughout the whole book, no matter what was going on with Alex. And again, I don't want to spoil any of the book. No matter what was going on with Alex, the respect was never in question between the two of you. He respected you, you respected him. You were his advocate, you were his voice, he was your support. And it's still that today. And I know he is so unbelievably proud of you.
I'm so grateful that he and I had that relationship. I truly am. I really wish he could have been here physically much longer. He died much too young, but I'm extremely grateful for the years that I did have with him.
He's still with you. Absolutely, he is.
He
Yeah,
is.
yes. I want to ask that you send me every one of your possible links. I'm going to link them all in the show notes. I'm going to put them out everywhere because you're doing yourself an injustice if you do not get a hold of this wonderful woman and have her help you when you need it most. I want to thank you so much for being here with us today. And you know, I'm always going to say this. I want to make sure you'll agree to come back again.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Of course.